Our scripture reading is Mark chapter 13, verses 28 to 37. You'll find it using the Pew Bible on page 1081. Now, this is Jesus' follow-up to the Olivet Discourse, which we last read. Jesus' teaching on the end times and the second coming. Much disputed passage, although it's really not that complicated. Jesus says that there is going to be convulsions in history leading up to his return. They'll include wars and the rumors of war. It will be in the church. There'll be false Christs. If someone says he's the Messiah and Jesus has not yet come back, don't believe that person is the Messiah. That's what he says. And then there's going to be convulsions, naturally, that happen as well. And he uses in verse 28 the illustration of the fig tree. You can tell what time of year it is. You can see that summer is near when you see the fruit is on the fig tree. And so in the same way, you can anticipate the return of Christ by means of understanding what he says. Now, we need to understand this in a very careful way. One wrong way is based on verse 30, where he says this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Now, there is a view called preterism, full preterism, that means past, which says that whatever the second coming is, it has to have happened in the lifetime of the apostles, or else Jesus is wrong. Now, that is false. Actually, it's a heretical view. It's a dreadful heresy to deny the return of the Lord Jesus at the end of the age, as that view does. But what does it mean, then, that he said, this generation will not pass away until these things take place? Well, all of those signs that he spoke of began to take place in that very generation. In fact, it's very interesting. Throughout church history, most Christians have thought that Jesus was about to return, because what he says in the Olivet Discourse is pretty much always happening. There is tumult in this realm of political affairs and military affairs. There's massive problems in the church. There are cataclysms taking place, tornadoes wiping out cities and earthquakes and tsunami and whatnot. Now, the Bible tells us that all of these things prior to the return of Christ are going to be intensified. A couple of years ago, we studied 2 Thessalonians, and in chapter 2, Paul tells us there will be a great apostasy of the worldwide church at the end. There will be an antichrist figure. There will be particular cataclysms. And so the effect of that is, when Jesus is about to return, the church is going to be able to know that he's about to return. What a good thing that is. And in fact, to the extent that that prophecy in Mark 13 applies to the fall of Jerusalem in a local way, I think it does. It's interesting that the Christian church was not caught up in the fall of Jerusalem. If you ask, why wasn't Christianity wiped out? In AD 70, Titus surrounded Jerusalem and slew everyone because they heard Jesus' prophecy, they understood to read the signs, and they all left Jerusalem. It is a historical fact that the Christian church abandoned the city because they were aware of what Jesus had said. In like manner, the church in the end times, the very end times, will be able to know that they are standing fast in Jesus' name. Jesus says, when the great tribulation at the end occurs, lift up your heads, for your redemption is nigh. Now, another error, then, is to believe that you can anticipate, that you can prophetically say when he's coming. Well, that's shown here not true either. Concerning that day or hour, verse 32, no one knows. Some of you may be familiar with the name of Harold Camping, who over many years predicted the return of Christ. I actually heard him on the radio 20 years ago. This was a 1994 prediction. Sadly, there were later ones. And a caller called him and said, Brother Camping, do you not know that the Bible says no one will know the day or the hour? And I you can't make this up. He said, I'm not predicting the day or the hour. I'm predicting the month and the year. I think that is failing to imbibe the spirit of the meaning of the text. We are not going to know. And if someone tells you that they know when Jesus is going to return, he says even the Son does not know, even only the Father. Well, what should we do then? Well, Jesus says, here's your application. We need to live with an eye on the horizon. My friends, Jesus is coming soon. And the thing that matters is that we stay awake, that we keep a living faith in him. Do not be made fearful that he might come and catch you sinning. He is virtually certain to come and catch you sinning. You are a sinner. No, what we're to do when he says stay awake is we're to maintain our faith. We are saved through faith alone. We are to be living with the expectation of Jesus soon coming. I tell you, he is coming soon. How soon? I do not know. But while we wait, look at verse 31. Here's the watchword that enables us to stand firm. Heaven and earth will pass away, Jesus said, but my word, my words will not pass away. We can stand on the rock. And while we stand on the rock, the rain may fall, the winds may blow, but our house will not fall. We will be found standing on the day of Jesus' return. Come, Lord Jesus. Well, let's have these things in mind as we hear the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 28 of Mark 13. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.